you and welcome to Fusion Coffee House on Highland Connolly Parkway in Ridgeland, Mississippi. We're broadcasting live from the worldwide on the World Wide Web from Fusion Coffee House. This is the Fusion Jazz Series, and this is our last installment in the Fall Series, and we're glad to have everyone here. Have a good crowd today, and we have an outstanding artist with us. We've been looking forward to having her back. How about a hand, y'all, for Miss Rhonda Richmond? Before we get started with Rhonda, we want to mention to you that for more details on the Jazz Series, you can go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net. And if you would like to be, or you know someone that would be interested in being a sponsor of our upcoming Jazz Series and our Jazz Festival this spring, you can contact Trip Douglas at Fusion Coffee House, and he'll give you all the information you need about sponsorship. Today we have with us one of the outstanding artists from the metro area here who has made great strides in her career across the United States and in the world. She's currently living in New Orleans. Her heart's still in Mississippi, but her body's in New Orleans right now. And it's a real treat to have with us today, once again, the incomparable Rhonda Richmond. Rhonda, how are you?
I'm good. I'm well.
Great, great. Now, who's this partner in crime you brought with you today? I saw over here on guitar.
This is Bernard Jenkins.
Yeah, I know Bernard.
This is Bernard Jenkins.
How you doing, B?
Man, I'm good, man.
Good. Bernard Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen, on guitar today with Rhonda Richmond. He is one of the premier guitarists in the nation. He is, many of you have enjoyed his work as band leader with the great Johnny Taylor. Of course, he's worked with Cassandra Wilson on the jazz side and also Rhonda Richmond, and we'll be talking to Bernard a little bit later as well. But let's get right to the music, Rhonda. What you gonna do?
Since it's Sunday, can we start off with a spiritual?
Absolutely.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Ladies and gentlemen, Rhonda Richmond, will the circle be unbroken?
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's some better home awakened in the sky, Lord. Little bitty baby suckling from my breast. My dad is laying in my chest. Why separate a love like that? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? There's some better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Little bitty baby sucking from my breast. My dad is laying in my chest. Why separate a love? I love life. Thank you. It's a time of hate, a time of war. By and by, Lord, by and by, and we're fighting for a country. It's my landlord, but not mine. There's a circle. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's some better home. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Little bitty baby sucking from my breast. A daddy's laying in my chest. Why separate a love like this? Little bitty baby sucking from my breast. Daddy laying in my chest. Why separate a love like that?
Roger Richmond.
Thank you.
Rhonda, you had, tell us about your recorded career so far. You had one album, and then your latest album is Rhythm and Strings. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the new album.
Rhythm and Strings. Rhythm and Strings, I came up, I guess I'm always in thought of the music and where it comes from, and what came first, the chicken or the egg. And I had a thought. I was doing a concert, a festival in Utah, and I had an opportunity. We were just jamming, and there were like a lot of guitarists and stuff, and I had the thought to work with string instruments on Rhythm and Strings. And it was a dedication to my parents who died in 2002. So I thought about strings, and rhythm is just bigger than the instruments. Strings, I thought about, they are ties that bond people. And rhythm is a vibration that's in everything in life. So that's kind of how the concept.
That's a beautiful concept.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm going to be just kind of jamming with you on and off today, but I wonder if you would do something from your album. For the folks listening and folks here today. Ladies and gentlemen, Rhonda Richmond doing a song from her album, Rhythm and Strings.
Okay, I'm gonna do this tune. And another thing about Rhythm and Strings, I also thought about Mississippi. And so,
where was the album recorded?
The album was recorded. Where was the album recorded? At Sonic Temple. It's no longer in existence.
In
Jackson.
The album was recorded in Mississippi.
It was recorded in Jackson, and I mixed it in New York, and it was mastered at Malico.
Wow. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear something from Rhythm and Strings.
Okay, this is Glitter. This was actually written by me and also Bernard.
So Bernard Chicken's on guitar.
Yes. Where I come from, crabs in a barrel snapping at my feet. Where I come from, voodoo women keeping hands off me. Where I'm going,
watch the rivers flow where I believe from. Mississippi pour things in. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Not all the time, don't always know. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Don't always know. Glitter from gold. Where I come from, I'm the woman of the hour. Where I come from, I can feel the power. Where my beliefs roam, I walk on black dirt and shifting clay. Where my beliefs roam, I sing my life in what I say. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Don't always know, don't always know. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Don't always know, glitter from gold. Where I'm going, I pack food in a bag with wisdom and love. Where I'm going, I can feel the power. Where my beliefs roam, I watch that river flow. Where I'm going, Mississippi, pour things in. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Not all the time, don't always know. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Don't always know, glitter from gold. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Not all the time, don't always know. When trinkets shine, I take it slow. Always know, glitter from gold.
So Rhonda, you get a lot of inspiration from Mississippi in your writing.
I do. It's all I know. Yeah. Really, is Mississippi. Yeah. But and I often ask about the sound of Mississippi. And since I've been spending a lot of time in New Orleans, and then I know from culture to culture,
right,
the music is different. But I can definitely feel the Mississippi sound that we have here. And I think on the latest CD, I was looking for that back porch, raw, acoustic kind of sound. Yes.
Well, you know, I think your music definitely has a Mississippi tempo to it, too. You know, I've heard a lot of people say when they play with cats, and, you know, a lot of jazz cats from Mississippi, our friend Ezra Brown and I were talking about this one time, that there's definitely a feel and an attitude that's here. You know, Ezra came from South Carolina, but he just mentioned, you know, the idiosyncrasies of what you feel in the music here are really identifiable. So, you working on a new project?
I'm in the process of developing a new project. It's between, I don't know, I'm a writer, so I'm a songwriter, so it's kind of really hard, but I thought about maybe doing like arrangements of jazz standards.
Yeah.
And thought about writing less, but for some reason I continue to write, so I'm not quite sure the direction.
Well, now, are you a collaborator? You mentioned that you and Bernard work together on some things. Do you write a lot by yourself, or do you collaborate a lot with people? Or?
I think the majority of the time I do write by myself, but then sometimes things that come up. I love collaborating, though.
You take the band is sort of your collaborator once you present them with a song? Or?
Well, some songs are totally complete. Bernard and I, you know, we kind of hang out and jam a lot.
Right.
And it was just something that came up, and I ended up putting words on it and all of that. So it's just, you know, just inspiration.
Bernard, how did you wind up becoming partners with Rhonda and musical endeavors?
Well, Rhonda, it's a funny story, but I'm gonna make it short. Cassandra Wilson, I was out to Mississippi Music one day, and Cassandra walked in the door, and they were looking for a guitar player on the first CD. Mm-hmm. And she said, Bernard. I said, yeah, I said, Cassandra, I haven't seen her. She's been living in New York. And they called me for the session, and I played the first album, and ended up playing the second album, and Rhonda and I co-wrote. You know, I would always bring music to her, and she would put the lyrics to the music.
Right.
So, you know, I've been knowing her a long time, and I toured with her. She mentioned Salt Lake City. I did that tour with her also. So, you know, we've been knowing each other a while.
So y'all go back a ways.
Yes.
Well, listen, if you would, maybe go back to a place where you and Bernard maybe hooked up at an earlier time and do something a little from that era, maybe one of your older favorites, maybe something with a little bluesy feel to it. You know, when I met Bernard, I think, Bernard, you were out on the road, band leader for the great Johnny Taylor, y'all, who's, you know, just a legendary, late great Johnny Taylor. But I know you do some blues feeling things, so you mind if I play with you guys? Let's do something. Cool.
Please,
how about it, y'all? Rhonda Richmond and Bernard Jenkins.
I wish I was a catfish. fish. Swimming in the deep blue sea. I wish I was a catfish. Swimming in the deep blue sea.
Thank you.
bit of blues on a Sunday afternoon, y'all. Ronnie Richmond. How about a big hand for Bernard Jenkins on guitar, y'all? Bernard Jenkins. Rhonda, everybody always likes to know, you're a very unique artist in your own right, and your records have a very distinctive sound to them. Every time I play them, because with me, one of the tests is kind of what environment you're in when you're listening to something. Your first record is one of my driving CDs. I kind of like to have it on the road. Your music has a very atmospheric quality to it in terms of the blues, the Mississippi feel that you mentioned that permeates your music, but also it swings even when it's very sparse. And can you speak to your influences a little bit about why your music just feels so good and so relaxed?
I guess my influence, I listen to a lot of artists and a lot of genres. You know, I think I've had this conversation with you, many. I'm always, you know, the genre thing. I listen to jazz, I listen to folk, I listen to, and I guess all of that just makes who I am. I think swing is the thing. You do want it to swing, but I'm also a lyricist, so yes. I kind of start from the lyrics that I write. I'm always trying to tell a story based on life in general. And the music just kind of comes, you know, from that. I just put chords from it. And I think a lot of times, I think I probably hear bass first. Mm-hmm. I think bass kind of determines which way the drive is going to do, and then once you can get that bass part locked in.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
I hear you.
So that's it. So I don't know, you know, about the genre.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about jazz, and one of my favorite lines to say now is, blues had a baby named Jazz.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so jazz is kind of blues's child. So.
You know, jazz is just blues that swings.
Yeah,
you know,
and so. Blues that swings, yeah. So, and when we approach standard jazz material, Bernard always says to me, and I think about this a lot, he was like, let me find the blues in it. So, because it's in every music. So
yes, it is.
I guess it, and it's always me just trying to fuse the jazz with the blues and world rhythms and swing.
Well, you know, I was speaking to some middle school students just this week about music and about Mississippi and about blues and how, you know, blues is the source, and mm-hmm. You can trace it back, and basically just played them a little blues progression and then ask them a song they like, and you're very easily able to show them that blues progression that Robert Johnson did is in Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, you know, it's in everything that they're listening to.
Yeah.
Hip hop, you know, it's the changes are are there,
yeah.
And the spirit is there in a lot of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, even in a hip hop artist like David Banner, you know, you feel that Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that little thing that's in there that you can feel. But you mentioned swinging. Why don't you swing something for us? Don't you do that?
Okay.
Feel like swing a little bit. Yeah, we're gonna take this opportunity to tell you while Ron is getting ready for our next number that you are. Listen to the Jazz Series at Fusion Coffee House. We're located physically out here on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, Mississippi. Some of you are listening to us now on the World Wide Web, and we want to invite you all to come in and check this place out. It's a beautiful facility. It's a kind of a New York coffee house without the attitude. It's got a lot of beautiful photographs on the wall of the greats from Miles and Train, Diz, Sinatra, all of them are in here. And we're broadcasting from a big red spot on the floor when Tripp and Michael Baranco and the folks were designing this place. They put a big red spot in the middle of the floor, which is kind of a source of energy. We call this the Jazz Spot. So we're coming to you from the Jazz Spot. at Fusion Coffee House. And this is the Jazz Series. This is our last one for the Fall Series. We'll be off next week, and then we'll be back with our Holiday Series. And we have got a blockbuster lineup for you, including, well, I'll tell you a little bit more about it later. Let's get back to more music with Rhonda Richmond. Rhonda, what you going to do for us?
You want to we can't swing without a bass.
You want me to play it again?
You want to do...
Is it okay with Winar?
Man, please.
All right, all right. Here we go.
Can we swing?
I'm going to be the best man.
Summertime.
What you got?
Can we swing like summertime?
Sure.
Summertime.
Yeah.
She does it in A minor.
Yeah. You want me to intro it with it?
Please.
Thank you.
jump it up and down. The cotton gets high.
Jenkins on guitar, ladies and gentlemen. How about it? Rhonda Richmond over here on vocals, keyboard. I'm Raphael Sims, and your host for the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. I want to thank the folks at Fusion Coffee House, Trip Douglas and the whole gang out here, for sponsoring the Jazz Series for this fall. We'll be having a new series starting in 2 weeks, the holidays, and if you're interested in being a sponsor for the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series, please contact Trip Douglas at Fusion Coffee House. He's got all the information. And you get some web space. You get to hang your logo out on the web space, and they get a little blurb about your business. And then we talk real good about you on the web. So be a part of it. It's a happening thing. Rhonda, you've been with us two or three times, and people can go on the website. That's fusioncoffeehouse.net. And download, I think, some of the things that we've done in the past. One of the things that people always remark about your appearances here is that how interesting your voice is and how unique it is. And I think that's right. You've got a very distinctive style. And you mentioned that such a big part of that style is the Mississippi DNA, if you will. But who are some of your influences that you've... that you would point to as far as maybe you've sort of absorbed or enjoyed over the years, vocally and instrumentally?
Well, I guess I concentrate on a lot of songwriters also, but I've listened to one of my favorite jazz people, Carmen McRae.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I like the way she phrases and tells a story in her song. I also like Betty Carter.
Absolutely.
I think her voice just really becomes an instrument of improv. And of course, I listen to Cassandra Wilson, our own, and Nina Simone. Mm-hmm. People like Phoebe Snow, Roberta Flack, and just a lot of...
you know, I agree with all of those. I can remember from the first times that I remember hearing you, and I know the first time I heard you do Moon Indigo, I definitely hear a little bit of a Sarah attitude in there too, sassy as it were. And But through all the influences, you really do have a distinctive sound. It's your own identity. And would you do that one for me? Would you sing a little Moonlight Indigo? Maybe we can do a little bit of it?
You have to play it. Okay. I can't play it.
I'll do a little. We can do some bass and vocal if you like. That's whatever.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. All right, we're going to do something a little different. We're gonna do a Ellington tune. This is called Mood Indigo. And once again, if you would, please give a big hand for Rhonda Richmond. Uh-oh, need to kill that music there, brother. We got music coming through the speakers up here. Thank you.
No, ain't never been blue. You ain't never been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down, slipping down to my soul. Why I get that mood in the cup, I lay me down and die.
One more time, Bernard Jenkins on the guitar. Woo. Richmond, y'all. Mercy, Bernard over here on guitar.